Action item number 8, discussion and possible action on adoption of rates and fees. John Hawes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is an action item or a potential action item. This is sort of a new item that, at least since I've been here, we've not brought together a comprehensive action item like this to the board. But I felt like it was prudent to do so. Let me give you a quick little background on it. The board of directors approves all the rates and fees under our statute that we have. All these rates, and if you look through this, you can see it's a fairly lengthy list of things that we charge for, and they've been approved by the various governing bodies over the years. Some of this, though, the last time these rates were really approved or looked at or discussed was a number of years back, some of which were just recent, and you'll see when we get to the system rate as an example, you all have actually already approved that in July. So this is a little bit redundant in a way on a couple of things, but at the same time, we felt like it was appropriate to go ahead and do a comprehensive listing of all the rates and fees that we had rather than just select some of them to bring forward. And this is really just sort of a cleanup and to sort of validate and ratify all the rates that we charge at the Brazos River Authority so that y'all can approve it in one group. What we anticipate doing is perhaps in the next few quarterly meetings is to bring selected rates to you all for consideration to the extent that we think they should be changed or modified. But these are the current rates that we're charging right now, and except for a few exceptions, and you see the ones in red, that there are slight deviations, and some of that is just cleaning up some administrative things to make things consistent and clarified, and I'll go through those. There are just a few things that are different, but everything that's in blue is exactly what we're charging right now. And so it's not a change at this particular point on any of that. It's just getting the ratification of that. First thing of the water rates you can see there. But the first area is under our two-tier rate structure, which is contracted rates that came out of our rate case several years ago. One of the things that allows for is those rates that we have for election and option water can be adjusted, and these are actually in the contracts with the customers, can be adjusted but has to be approved by the board. And they put the methodology in the contracts, but what we want to do there is to have you all approve that language right there, and then we won't have to bring it back to you each year as far as the rate adjustment methodology, at least as long as the rate stays below the current year system rate. Now, if it ever gets above the system rate, then we'll bring it back to you for your consideration. But we're trying, it's almost administratively, just to have you approve the methodology that is in the contracts and agree that we'll just use that methodology, the rate adjustment. It's a CPI-type methodology where they can go up. You can see those rates are so low, it's going to be a long, long time. In fact, the system rate will probably go up faster and so they'll probably never reach the system rate during their term. But anyway, that just is saying that we'll be able to, and they do go up very slightly based on the methodology, but it's pennies each year they go up. Anyway, that's one change. Then as you look down here at the bottom, you can see where the word September is. That's another similar situation where we have some fixed rates down there that allow for the CPI index. The index we had been using or was originally approved was in the November CPI, but it makes it very hard administratively time-wise because we have to get the bills out in December. And so we propose and we request that we move that CPI back to September and use the September-based one, which will give us time to really calculate them and have a little bit of time to do that in a more effective manner. So that's one change there. Next page, commercial water permits that we have where commercial businesses actually use water from the lake. We have those. It was left out back when those originally were approved that there wasn't an administrative fee, which you can see above. We do have on the residential water permits. So this is just a consistency thing that it's appropriate to have an administrative fee for the commercial ones just like we have for the residential ones. And so we are recommending to add that so we can have that fee. And then also the same index that lets that fee go up, move that from November to September, just like the previous issue I had there. So that's a change there. Flip through next. Commercial on water facility. These are commercial docks. They were raised about 5 years ago from 25 cents to 28 cents per square foot. But the minimum annual fee which the, you notice the one up above at 10 cents is the minimum annual fee is 50. This one should have gone to $280. It's at 250. It's a very minor thing, but to be consistent, we wanted to raise the minimum to 280, which is a minimum fee for a dock that's 1,000 square feet and stuff. So that's just a change there. And then also the same thing on administrative fee. There was an administrative fee that was not put on the commercial side that should be on there, much like the residential side. Next slide. No changes on these things. I think there's until we get to almost the end here. There we are. Okay. That's the last slide. Under the miscellaneous charges, this is a category where we've had some inconsistency in some of the administrative fees we've charged over time, and we're basically trying to create the consistency back. But you can see where we got an administrative fee. In some cases, we've charged fees for some of those items. Some cases, we haven't in the past, and we want to establish that where we will do it in all in all the lakes, and in those cases for dredging, boat ramps, bulkheads, retaining walls. We also wanted to clarify, and this came out of the drought. And the fire, well, not just the drought, but the fire situation, where we've had instances where now, because of the lake down and because of the fire, that we need to have people, allow people to clear some brush and various things out. We don't want to charge them because obviously we want to encourage those type of things, and tree stump removal and the type, and so we're recommending no charge. And that was not something that was really clear in previous rate authorizations, so we wanted to change those. So those are the only things that are changing. Yes.
Yes. Although there's no fee, they still have to get a permit.
They have to get a permit, yes. Yes, they have to get approved and everything.
And why do they have to get a permit? That was my question. To remove a stump.
Well, I think we have to look at what they're trying to do, and I might let, I don't know if Mike or somebody wants to speak to that, but it has to do with the fact that we want to know what they're planning to do and make sure that it's consistent with what, with you know, doing things that make sense and not just clearing stuff for convenience or things like that, I suspect.
And if you're down there with a four-wheeler or a multi-jet, and they get stuck, then they say it's the BRA's problem because you let us go down.
This is a pretty lengthy resolution here, but I will read it. If anybody has any questions.
I'll ask you
yes.
one other question. Yes. Would you give me a simple answer how you determine the system rate versus the agricultural rate?
Yes, yes, sir. In our budget process, that we bring to you all in July. We actually start and bring some preliminary stuff in April. But in our budget process, we put our whole budget together, and then we actually back into what the rate needs to be based on the revenues that are not system generated, and then the expenses that we have in our budget. We basically say, here's what our water system rate needs to be to meet our bond covenant requirements and our reserve requirements and everything. And so we establish the system rate each year, and you all approve that. We bring that for you in a form of recommendation. You all approve it each year. Now, the agricultural rate, the board has established at 70%. This is a board-approved policy at this point that you've established the ag rate at 70% of the system rate.
And it was because a group came and talked to the board 5 years ago, whatever it was, it says, we can't make it on using the system rate. We need a break. And it was determined to be 70%, and the board approved it.
Thank you very much.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Oh, okay, a couple questions. But on the replacement agreement rates, a two-tier, are those not the ones that we're waiting on to expire and we really don't have any control?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So what are you – I'm not sure what you're asking us to do then.
Well, those rates are locked in. They were originally set at a certain amount, but they do allow for an adjustment in those contracts where the rate can go up each year. Very minor. It's based on a CPI-type-based thing. And it says that the board must approve the methodology. It implies that the board approves the methodology every year. But it's sort of – the methodology stated in the contract that we follow. And so rather than bring it back each year to you all for, say, well, do you approve this? I don't know why they put it in the contract, because it's actually in there. But instead of bringing it back, it's just saying we can get you all to agree that we can continue to use the methodology as long as it doesn't get above the system rate, as long as it stays below the system rate. Well, as I'm saying, I don't ever believe it's going to get above the system rate. I think the system rate will actually go up faster than that rate, so it'll never catch the system rate. So it's sort of a quirk in the way the contract was written, and I'm just sort of trying to save administrative the time to have to come back to the board each year to have you all approve something that was really sort of a perfunctory type of thing. And that's the reason.
Okay. And who On the water supply agreement rates at Lakeside and the Riverside, I'm not familiar with what that is and who we have using those rates.
These are one time. They're usually people that have a commercial, sort of a commercial project or something that they need to get water one time. It limits, you can see, it's limited in those cases to 500,000 gallons whether it's Lakeside or Riverside and then what the rate is. But they're one time where they need to take it for a particular project that they're doing, whether it's commercial or residential or something like that. And it's just a certain amount. It doesn't fall under the same. The other rate that we have that's Lakeside is only allows up to 60,000 gallons. It's a much smaller number. And so this is where they need more water than that, but they just need it one time for a particular use. It could depend if it's commercial. It could be any sort of a commercial project or activity, business activity that they're doing where they need it for. So.
Okay. Any other questions for John? John, please read the resolution.
I'm going to change one thing. Full disclosure here, under system rate, we had left off interruptible rate, and we, as you all know, we both have a system rate and we have an interruptible rate. They're at the same rate, but I should have included system rate and interruptible just to be completely clear. So I'm going to read it, system rate and interruptible rate, even though it doesn't have it up there. We had already loaded our presentation up and weren't able to change it up here on the screen, but I'm going to read it just to let you all know that. And with the one you sign, we'll have that on there too. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the following rates. The raw water rates. System rate and interruptible rate, $62.50 per acre foot, acre foot in parentheses, AF in parentheses. Agricultural rate, $43.75 per acre foot. Replacement agreement rates, two-tier. $26 per acre foot for election, $13 per acre foot for option. Rate adjustment methodology will be applied each year as defined in contract without annual review of the board until such time as the price per acre foot for election rate is equal to the current year's system rate. Water supply agreement rate, one-time use, short-term. Lakeside, $378.40 for any amount up to 500,000 gallons and $75.68 for each additional 100,000 gallons or fraction thereof. Riverside, $436.60 for any amount up to 500,000 gallons and $87.32 for each additional 100,000 gallons of fraction there or fraction thereof. Annual fees for both Lakeside and Riverside rates will be adjusted each January 1st using the same rate of increase as the Consumer Price Index for September, CPI-W, and in parentheses 1967 equals 100, close parentheses as compared to last year's index for the same period. Other water contracts, parentheses, CPI-based, fixed in utility, rates adjusted in accordance with contractual rate methodology. The West Central Brazos Distribution System, well drilling, $1,250 per well. Transportation charges, fixed rate, $99.31 per acre foot for 0.0128 per barrel, or in parentheses, 0.305 per 1,000 gallons, close parentheses. Variable rate is $163.11 per acre foot or 0.0210 per barrel, or in parentheses, $0.501 per 1,000 gallons. Administrative fee of $50 for application or amendment of all water contracts with fee reduction to $25 for interruptible water availability agreements renewing within 4 months of expiration for same term and amount. Payment factors for water and transportation contracts with payment options. The quarterly payment factor, 0.253 times annual payment. Monthly payment factor, 0.085 times annual payment. Residential water use permits, $42.70 annual fee with a $25 administrative fee for application, transfer, or modification. Commercial water use permits, $127.95 annual fee with a $25 administrative fee for application, transfer, or modification. Annual fees for both residential and commercial water use permits will be adjusted each January the 1st using the same rate of increase as the Consumer Price Index for September, CPI-W, in parentheses 1967 equals 100, close parentheses, as compared to last year's index for the same period. On water facilities, in parentheses, docks. Residential on-water facility permit, 10 cents per square foot with a $50 minimum annual fee with $75 administrative fee for application, transfer, or modification. Commercial on-water facility permit, 28 cents per square foot with a $280 minimum annual fee with a $75 administrative fee for application, transfer, or modification. Mooring fee, $10 per month or $100 annual fee. Work barge permit, $1,000 annual fee. Swimming area, 5 cents per square yard. Boat ramps, in parentheses, with written permission, no annual fee. Bulkheads and retaining walls, in parentheses, with written permission, no annual fee. Lease rates and other lease-related fees. Residential ground leases, in parentheses, with 50-year term. Rates adjusted in accordance with contractual rate methodology. Cottage site leases and residential ground leases. Annual rent through 12/31/2012 is the greater of 1% of latest county assessed land value, or $667, or previous year's rate. Annual rent from 01/01/2013 through 12/31/2017 is the greater of 2% of the latest county assessed land value, or $833, or previous year's rate. Annual rent from January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2022 is the greater of 3% of the latest county assessed land value, or $1,000 of previous or previous year's rate. Annual rent from January the 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2027 is the greater of 4% of the latest county assessed land value, or $1,000 or previous year's rate. Annual rent from January the 1st, 2028 through December 31st, 2032 is the greater of 5% of the latest county assessed land value, or $1,000 or previous year's rate. Annual rent on or after January 1st, 2033 will be the greater of 6% of the latest county assessed land value, or $1,000 or previous year's rate. Commercial leases, no standard fee or rate methodology, in parentheses, using the same rates as approved in previous years without adjustment, close parentheses. Lake bed encroachments and encroachments on BRA retained land, 10 cents per square foot with a $50 minimum annual fee. Airport hangar lease, $450 annual fee for small, and it's in parentheses, 0.062 acre, or $600 annual fee for large without water or septic, in parentheses, 0.086 acre, or an $800 annual fee for large with water and septic, and that's in parentheses, 0.086 acre. Airport parking permit, $360 annual fee. Lease administration fees. Assignment of lease, $300 for residential or shoreline control strip, and $400 for commercial or hangar. Request new lease, $500 for residential, shoreline control strip, commercial, or hangar. In parentheses, currently there is a moratorium on issuing new residential or commercial leases. However, new leases for hangars and shoreline control strip leases are allowed. Close parentheses. Renewal of lease, $200 for residential and $500 for commercial, hangar, or work barge. In parentheses, during moratorium, residential and commercial leases are only being extended in one-year increments at no charge. Hangars and work barges are issued new agreements and charge $500 annual renewal. Close parentheses. Extension of lease, $200 for residential and $500 for commercial or hangar. In parentheses, during moratorium, one-year extensions are issued at no charge, but 10-year extensions in accordance with lease agreement is charged fee. Close parentheses. Split lot or join lots, $2,500 for residential or commercial. Amendment of commercial, hangar, or work barge is $500. Septic discharge fees and permits. Septic discharge fees, 4.5 cents per gallon, in parentheses, 0.045, close parentheses. Septic discharge annual permits, $15 plus $1 for each additional truck. Compost products, coal compost, $8.50 per cubic yard plus sales tax. Unscreened compost, $8.50 per cubic yard plus sales tax. Native wood mulch, $8.50 per cubic yard plus sales tax. Screened compost, $10 per cubic yard plus sales tax. Cedar mulch, $15 per cubic yard plus sales tax. Mulch slash wood disposal, $13 per trailer or $1 per yard if trailer greater than 16 feet, and in parentheses, non-taxable. Private sewage facility fees. New facility license, $335, includes $10 assessment fee for TCEQ, close parentheses. Modifications, $60, in parentheses, includes a $10 assessment fee for TCEQ. Marine sanitation device inspection, $15 for two-year certification. Boat pump out station inspections, $35 for two-year certification with additional two-year renewals for $25. Waste disposal fees, waste disposal fee for PK residential leases, $170 plus sales tax. Convenience stations, in parentheses, taxable service with 50% discount for residential lessees, close parentheses. General disposal, $12 per yard with a $12 minimum. Shingles, $20 per yard. Brush, $12 per pickup or trailer under 12 feet. $20 for large truck or trailer. Batteries or car tires, $3 each. Truck tires, $6 each. Large items, refrigerators, $15. Freezers, $15. Air conditioners, $15. Water heaters, $12 each. Washers and dryers, $12 each. Cook stoves, $12 each. Other extra large items, $20 each. Commercial appliances, $20 each. Possum Kingdom recreational fees, $3 per person per day, in parentheses, 12 years of age and under are free, close parentheses, $10 per camping site per night. Water recreational user fee, no charge for residential leases or residential dock permittees. $50 annual permit reduced to $35 for senior citizens or veterans, $20 for a five-day permit, $12 for a three-day permit, $5 for a one-day permit. Miscellaneous charges. Construction permits for PK leased areas, in parentheses, includes FERC or lake bed, close parentheses, $50. Waterfowl hunting site permits, $200 for one season. Administrative fee for applications for dredging, boat ramps, bulkheads, retaining walls, and other modifications, requiring written permission, $75. Fire protection clearing permit, $0, and in parentheses, no charge. Tree stump removal permit, $0, in parentheses, no charge. Copies, discs, and other open records requests, statutory fees. And the information in red represents rate or rate methodology changes from current practice.
You have heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Motion by Ball, second by Barr. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Borland.
Yes.
Director Brashears.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director Masterson.
Yes.
Director Munson.
Yes.
Director Scott.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Thank you.